The World Health Organization predicts a reemergence of the H1N1 virus later this year, anticipating it will infect up to 60% of the U.S. population. In the meantime, companies are counting on technology to lessen the impact the flu could have on their businesses. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Convergys got its first practice dealing with a near pandemic 6 years ago. SARS, or Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, started in China and spread to many parts of Asia and beyond. The Cincinnati-based $2.8 billion company has 85 sites worldwide, including some in the Far East. It limited company travel and opted for more video conferencing. Since then, the customer management and billing services company has modified and expanded its communicable disease plan to deal with the H1N1 virus. Because the business is highly technical in nature, it has developed plans to reroute communication from call centers automatically and maintain its virtual private network. Convergys' Mike Epstein is responsible for training command teams and developing specific response programs for clients. He asks himself some key questions related to keeping the company running and minimizing sickness.
Where is the business running in multiple locations, taking advantage of a very robust home agent capability to move and flex work to continue servicing our clients while our site incident command team focuses on that planning, that prevention of hygiene practices? Where are we cleaning? How are we cleaning? And who are we dealing with? How are we communicating with our employees?
Following the latest Centers for Disease Control guidance released last month, Convergys will send any of its 75,000 employees home at the first sign of flu-like symptoms. To prevent the spread of the virus, Convergys will use antimicrobial soaps and disinfectants. Senior Director of Risk Management Carol Fox says most employees work in call centers.
The employees are instructed on how to wipe down their headsets and desktops. When we do have a confirmed case, then facilities comes through with a protocol where they're disinfecting the site as well. We're providing communications to our employees, to site leads. We're developing and have used in India an online training because they kind of the first wave in this most recent one. So we have online training to educate the employees in the use of these disinfectants and hygienic practices, as well as what they need to do at home if they do become ill.
The online training in India is also designed to put the employees at ease so they don't decide to stay home from work if they aren't sick, according to Epstein.
In India, the public information may not have been what it was in some other places. Our ability to come to the employees with that online training we provided and say, here's what we know and here's the right information from the health ministry, from the WHO, has allowed us to assuage a lot of concerns around our employees. So they're not looking at this as, I need to not come into the site because I'm afraid of catching something at work. They understand what we're doing and they're much more comfortable dealing with us and trusting that we are thinking about them before we're concerned about our business.
Convergys had to put the H1N1 plan into practice this spring in Texas, where schools and daycares were closing.
A lot of the decisions that will be taken in terms of school closures, daycare closures, while our employees may not be sick, certainly does affect whether they would be available to us as well. So understanding and anticipating what those decisions might be and having that connection into those authorities, so at the time of something occurring, we're tuned in, if you will. It really allows us to anticipate that.
GE Aviation is trying to anticipate everything as the Evendale company puts an H1N1 plan together. Chief Information Officer for Supply Chain Jim Fowler says it won't work for manufacturing employees, but backups are in place for what he calls the company's knowledge workforce.
We've looked at a couple of different scenarios on what we think the worst case might be for us from a work-from-home perspective. We've looked at how we could drop certain types of network traffic from our infrastructure to be able to allow for that incoming capacity. And frankly, the biggest unknown for us is the ability for the internet service providers, you know, whoever you have coming into your home for your high-speed internet, to be able to handle the capacity at that level if there's a large amount of our workforce in a specific city working from home.
GE, like Convergys, has had a communicable disease plan in place for years and is building on it. Feller says there's no need to reinvent the wheel. While big companies seem to be very prepared for any swine flu outbreak, many smaller companies are not. The Greater Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce is trying to do its part. Within a month, it will have an H1N1 guidance available for its members. Smaller businesses lack the financial resources of bigger companies, and some have chosen not to develop a plan. The Phoenix Business Journal reports the owner of Momentum Specialized Staffing says Y2K, remember that? People spent billions of dollars getting ready for that and then nothing ever happened. Now the government, he says, is saying worry about the swine flu. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.